Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. And now it's time for our update with City Manager Rory Watt. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me on. A couple updates, COVID-related. Nothing on the disease front, but last night the Assembly did a bunch of work on the budget. And they moved forward a childcare idea. So I think people are going to be very interested in that. We've been long developing a strategy on childcare for the community. And essentially in good economic times, childcare has been a problem. And in bad economic times, childcare is a problem. And last night they forwarded an ordinance to use $1,050,000 of the new CARES Act funding to go to child care centers, and we're going to hear that next week. And as they were working on the budget, they took steps towards funding a local child care program that'll start in this fiscal year as well. So a lot on the child care front.
Got it. In your time in city government, have you ever been able to figure out what it is about child care? I know that we've been challenged by this for years and years. Have you gleaned any or heard any ideas about why it's so challenging?
Well, I think several reasons. So societally, we've moved more to a model where all parents are most likely to be working. People can't afford to have a parent at home. Wages in childcare are low because they are driven by what people can afford to pay. And so turnover in childcare is high. So it's a real problem. And, you know, you can blend in some other issues with that as well. Kindergarten readiness kind of folds into that very often. But really, it's an economic problem that keeps people from working. And I think that was the reason that sort of brought people together from different policy perspectives.
Got it. When will we get to see some of these solutions that you started working on last night come to fruition?
I think they're going to pass the ordinance on the CARES Act funding. So the CARES Act passed the legislature Wednesday. We'll be doing a special meeting next week to appropriate it. And right parallel, we'll appropriate $1 million. And I expect we'll get that million out the door by around June 1st. And then 400,000 additional of local tax dollars. That'll be our FY21 program that will begin and probably will go into effect in a few months as we work out the details. And then we anticipate that growing to $1 million in FY22.
It's probably too early to ask this, but I will anyway. If you had to give a brick and mortar example of what this might look like, how would you foresee that?
So with regard to the CARES Act funding, social distancing is hard on all kinds of businesses, particularly childcare businesses. So as they open up, it is going to be a supplement to them so that they can open with reduced numbers of kits and still be economically viable. The city program then becomes a slightly different thing that provides support and essentially subsidizes the cost of childcare and makes it more more possible that more entities will go into and stay in business. And there'll be grants as well for startups.
Okay, we'll look forward to hearing more about that. What else is on your radar as we head into this long weekend?
The library is going to open. So all businesses, as they open up, have to have a COVID mitigation plan. And our librarians have been working on that. And we posted the library mitigation plan to the website. And I think we're going to be open on the 28th in the Diamond Park Library in the Valley. And then Juno and Douglas will follow shortly after that. So good news for library patrons. We've got openings coming soon.
Any idea? I know we spoke with Kate Enge earlier in the week, and she may have been talking about this a bit, but thinking of some of the challenges the librarians have been working through as they think about opening?
Yes. So librarians, from a COVID perspective, interact with the public much like a cashier does at a retail establishment. They're behind the desk, so they're going to have plexiglass shields when you come to the counter to check out books and whatnot. but they also circulate in the library. And so since they're going to be circulating in the library, we'll be having librarians wearing cloth masks, and we'll strongly be encouraging patrons to wear masks, and we'll provide them as we are able to.
Okay. We've touched on childcare and the libraries. Anything else?
We're working on pools. So Diamond Park Aquatic Center, they're working on their mitigation plan. I would expect that sometime in early June, the Diamond Park pool will open up. And again, that will be modified, so we don't have details to announce yet. But the pool staff is working on that. And as you can imagine, it's a whole set of different environmental issues to work around. So pools coming soon. And then, of course, at the assembly, pool funding, both operationally and capital, that's likely to be a topic of interest next week with the assembly as we work through the budget. The renovation of the Augustus Brown Pool is slated for early June, I think, is when we would go to bid, or early July, maybe. It's coming in a matter of weeks, and it really is a shovel-ready project. But depending on how the assembly works through the budget scenarios, it's a substantial amount of capital funds that we may or may not have, and it's a significant operating cost. And we hear from people in the public that love the pool, so we've had a lot of comments as well. And this is one of those tough decisions that the assembly has to work through while doing the budget. For now, it looks like they're supportive of keeping Augustus Brown, but we're unclear on what kind of opening or renovation schedule we'll be on.
So these are some big transitions for us as a community, right? Going back to the library, going back to the pool. What are you hearing among your colleagues just about sort of the psychological challenges of doing this? You know, this is a really big transition or a big change for all of us.
It's really interesting. So we have, you know, different pockets of culture within the city. And you know, the librarians certainly have a very different public service that they provide compared to maybe the engineering departments. And you know, librarians do a lot of things on the social service side. So certainly there are our frontline workers with regard to a homeless population or youths that maybe need some assistance and guidance. So, you know, librarians, I think, have that social service perspective a bit differently. And I think they face disease risk differently than other parts of the city. So that's been interesting to watch. You know, of course, police on the front lines, on the streets, they see all kinds of things every day. And it's, you know, as the society changes, the city is organically changing as well. You know, normally city government, we're very methodical, deliberative, considerate. You know, we work issues through, we invite public comments. In these last couple of months, we've just kind of gone and done stuff and tried to do our best. And the public has been really supportive, and they've sent us a lot of messages that are essentially, thank you for doing well with all these really hard issues. So it's in a really odd way, it's kind of fun.
Got it. All right, last question. As we go into this long weekend, and I know we're not going to get to see you again until Tuesday afternoon or hear from you, what should we be thinking about as we go out and we see people as we enjoy, again, this long weekend?
Don't blow it. So long Memorial Day weekend. We have nice weather today. I'm not sure what the forecast is for the weekend, but we've done a really good job of not spreading disease, really good job on social distancing and hand hygiene and all that. And even though governor has allowed businesses to open up, that doesn't mean you can slack off and, you know, have a giant party with a zillion of your friends. It means actually, in order to stay in the position that we're in, you have to double down on that individual behavior. So we need people to continue to do good and try even harder.
And that means keeping on masks, washing our hands, staying 6 feet apart.
You bet. It's the basics. Wash your hands, social distancing, cloth face masks when you're in shops and public settings.
All right, Rory Watt, I hope you have the weekend of your choice. We'll check in with you on Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for your time, and see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.